Gene therapy trials, ancient DNA, and quantum milestones mark day of scientific firsts. Life Biosciences dosed the first patient in a human trial of cell-rejuvenating gene therapy, using partial epigenetic reprogramming to attempt to reverse cellular aging in the eye, specifically targeting glaucoma and other optic neuropathies. The FDA's authorization of the trial signals that regulatory agencies consider the underlying science sufficiently credible for human testing. Researchers noted that if the approach of resetting cellular age at the molecular level proves viable, potential applications could extend well beyond ophthalmology. Germany and Austria approved the first cannabis-based chronic pain pharmaceutical, a drug that cleared standard clinical trials and regulatory review rather than arriving through medical marijuana policy channels. The FDA separately approved the first new sunscreen ingredient in more than 20 years, a development public health advocates linked to rising global skin cancer rates. Scientists reported extracting 700,000-year-old DNA from frozen ground squirrel droppings recovered from Yukon permafrost, reconstructing woolly mammoth genomes, and identifying more than 200 plant groups from the samples. The findings push back the known timeline for recoverable genetic material by hundreds of thousands of years and carry practical implications for understanding how ecosystems responded to past climate shifts. Separately, the first complete sloth genome revealed 30-million-year-old metabolism genes, offering potential insights into how some mammals evolved extremely slow metabolic rates. Oxford physicists created what they described as the most complex quantum states ever produced in a laboratory, using programmable superpositions with a single trapped ion. Advances in quantum state control are considered a prerequisite for practical quantum computing, a technology in which governments and companies are investing billions in pursuit of advantages in encryption, drug discovery, and artificial intelligence. A federally funded alcohol study, sidelined from U.S. dietary guidelines by the Trump administration, found that health risks rise after just one drink per day, contradicting previous guidance suggesting moderate consumption might carry benefits. The researchers published their findings independently. NOAA is expected to confirm El Niño onset this week, with sea surface temperatures in the equatorial Pacific reaching the threshold for a formal declaration. El Niño events typically influence global weather patterns for 6 to 18 months, affecting agricultural yields, commodity prices, and energy demand.